What's up, man?
And also, I have Chris from Haunt Yourself Tapes, a local tape label out of Lafayette. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
Here to talk about the tape label and shark bait and all that stuff. So, members and everything, who's in shark bait? How long y'all been around?
I guess we've been around since 2010.
2010?
Yes, 2010.
Wow.
It started off as a spoken word project between Austin and Thad, who are not here. And from that, they put out an EP called Growing.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, there was nothing because it didn't really catch anyone's ear at all. So since that happened, and that pretty much bombed, I guess.
Okay.
And got a lot of criticism by Chris, who's in the room right now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, come on. Me, Thad, and Austin decided to actually form a full band. Mm-hmm. And Austin had a personal friend, Samuel.
Yeah.
Who is also in the band.
Yeah, one of the guitar players.
Yeah, currently. Plays guitar. Called him up. I guess we jammed, and in 2 days, we really had no idea what we were doing. And in 2 days, we wrote a 5-song set, which is the 5 songs on Still Growing.
Okay.
And from that, Samuel had a really good friend named Alex, who is not in the band currently.
Yeah.
And was replaced by Joel.
Okay.
And about 2 weeks into practicing with Alex, we decided to play our first show.
Yeah.
Which was at Frankie's downtown.
Frankie's shows. Yeah. They'll book anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
And, like, two weeks before we played that show, we released Still Growing online, and it got a really good response. And, yeah, 2 weeks after that, we played a show at Frankie's downtown. And the show was pretty much so big that it reached maximum capacity.
Oh, really?
And we decided to just, I guess,
go with it.
Take it from there. Because originally, me and Thad always really wanted to be in a screamo band.
Right.
And no one really around really knew what was up. We would talk about it with Chris all the time. But at the time, Chris lived in Baton Rouge. So we couldn't really do anything with him. And I played, before Sharkbait, I played in a hardcore band with Austin.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, I kind of turned him on to screamo.
Yeah.
Before we actually started Sharkbait. So after that was all said and done, we decided that we were just gonna, you know, just kind of just play locally every once in a while, since we really were kind of burnt out on music.
Mm-hmm.
And we really didn't want to. We were really self-conscious about playing screamo because we were really into it, but we really didn't know how to play it. But we ended up really getting a really good response, and we decided to just tour as much as we can, and
cool.
It's been really good ever since.
So y'all have the Still Growing release, which I know you can listen to it on your Bandcamp, sharkbaitbandcamp.com.
Yes.
And is Phantom Feelings the only other release you'll have?
No, actually, between Still Growing and Phantom Feelings, we have a split with a band who is no longer together called Adagé.
Uh-huh.
Their current band is Grayscale.
Okay.
That we probably recorded maybe 6 months after releasing Still Growing. There's 2 songs on there that we no longer currently play, happily.
Old material, outgrown?
Yes, way outgrown. But I mean, it was a really good, all that really is to us, I guess, is a really good transition between Still Growing,
mm-hmm,
and Phantom Feelings. It shows,
definitely,
I guess, maturity. And I don't know.
I'd heard a Frankie's, I went to a show with I forget who, but it was at Frankie's, and y'all had played a bunch of old stuff, and I liked it, but there's definitely a change between the older stuff and the newer stuff.
Yeah, naturally, once you get in the feel of things and you get comfortable in your sound, you start branching out, and your music gets more mature, I guess, with your state of mind and with your know-how. And
definitely.
With your improvement, personally and as a band.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the difference between now and when we wrote our first song is that I guess the word I would use is a lot more orchestrated, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. Rather than just like playing really, really raw screamo, because at first, I guess, we were really like, when we started Sharkbait, Austin was 17,
mm-hmm.
Samuel and Alex were 15, and I was 18.
Oh, well.
So, we were really, like,
young
stoked
band.
On being a lo-fi scram band. And then, after that, and we really got used to playing with each other, and we really got used to, like, the feel of things and what,
mm-hmm.
I guess, our idea of what screamo was matured. So we want it to be more than just like this lo-fi scrams band. And I guess you can say we got a little bit more prettier and a little bit more sad. And
no, I like Phantom Feelings a lot. It's a bit dark.
Yeah, which is, I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly what we want to go for.
So what we'll hear is they did a recording session, thanks to Aaron Thomas here at KRVS. And so we'll hear, I believe, all the songs off Phantom Feelings. It's a raw session, but I like raw. So we'll listen to that, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about Haunt Yourself tapes and then play some music. So what we'll hear is Crippled Youth and everything else off of Phantom Feelings on Terminal Addiction, 88.7 FM, KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles.
So, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Welcome back again. This is Terminal Addiction. I'm Richard LeBlanc. In the studio with me, two members of Sharkbait, Nick and Joel, and Chris from Haunt Yourself Tapes. Remember, this is 88.7 FM KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. We just heard Sharkbait's studio recording here at KRVS. So definitely thanks again to Sharkbait for doing that, and thanks again for Aaron Thomas for recording. You can hear that. You can get the podcast at krvs.org, and I'll also put that up for download on Terminal Addiction, krvs.org. Right now at the mic with me is Chris of Haunt Yourself Tapes. That's hauntyourselftapes.com, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's right.
So say just a little bit about the tape label and how you got started.
It was originally spawned as a record label between myself and one of my friends, and he had a lot going on and couldn't really fully commit to it, and he also wanted to do a lot more vinyl pressing.
Yeah.
So when we broke off, we split our funds back up, and I've always really liked cassettes, and I had decks that I could use for my stuff, so I just decided to go ahead and do cassettes and stick mostly to that. I mean, I will do 7 inches eventually, but right now just tapes.
Awesome. Phantom Feeling, Sharkbait's latest, it was just on CD. I forgot what record label was the Phantom Feeling CD on. Do you remember?
On Caracage Records.
Caracage.
And
I can't remember what else I read before the show, but I forgot. Caracage. Just Caracage?
Oh, Joel says it was only Caracage. So
only Caracage, okay. But now it's also on Haunt Yourself Tapes. So you can go to hauntyourselftapes.com and see what they have to offer.
Yeah, they'll be up next week.
Okay. I think now, for the rest of the show, me and the bass player Joel are just going to spin records for the rest of the time. So I have Neil Perry queued up, and Joel also has Donovan Wolfington and Seraphim queued up as well. So we'll just rock it from that and see where the show goes. So let's do some Neil Perry.
thing I thought was that I don't need any friends, 'cause they're all living in my head, and things will never be the same, but I don't think I'd have it any other way. I'm
That was Savages with their track Husbands off their new album Silence Yourself on Matador Records. Before that, we heard Ice Age Burning Hand off their Matador release Year Nothing. A band called Seraphim. Are they from New Orleans, Joel? No?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember where they're from. So, Seraphim with Unbelievable off of their self-titled EP. We did Donovan Wolfington, Die Alone, off of Stop Breathing, off a Community Records release. And I think we started that all out with Neil Peary, Kicked and Seeping Through the Cracks. This is Terminal Addiction. I'm Richard LeBlanc. Sharkbait, or some of Sharkbait in the studio with me, spinning records. Remember, go to KRVS.org for the podcast. Go to my blog, TerminalAddictionKRVS.org, and you can download the podcast for this or the Sharkbait recording session they did here. So again, thanks to Sharkbait and Aaron Thomas. I'll probably say that every break. So we're just going to keep things rolling with a little bit of Joyce Maynor and whatever else Joel feels like playing. So let's get that going with some Joyce Maynor.
Hey!
right, guys. Pretty much getting out of time here on Terminal Addiction. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Sharkbait. The only guy in the studio left right now is Joel.
Nick got lost in the bathroom.
So, yeah, Nick got lost in the bathroom. So, Joel has queued up a band, Paint It Black, from where are they from? Do you remember?
I believe California.
California. And he said it was like members of Kid Dynamite or something like that. Okay, cool. So I think, I don't know if that's all we'll have time for. We'll play that and I guess whatever Joel wants to play. You want to say goodbye, Nick? No, Nick found his way back.
Bye, Lafayette and Lake Charles and whoever's listening.
Cool. So remember, check out terminaladdictioncarevs.org if you want to hear the studio session they did. So let's just close things out with a little bit of hardcore, Paint It Black, and whatever else we have time for in 3 minutes. Thanks for listening. See you guys later.
Treat it as filth, superstitious. My intelligent design.